U.S. greater than another Malaysian found disobeying home quarantine rules at Sri Hartamas Kapitiam, World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz another Malaysian found disobeying home quarantine rules at Sri Hartamas Kapitiam News. Ipoh woman who defied self-quarantine is positive for COVID-19, receiving treatment now. Beep beep, emergency operator said before hanging up on daughter of dying man. Indonesian man with 32 academic and non-academic titles says, university is a hobby for me. Welfare department, mothers will be more encouraged to abandon their babies if there are too many baby hatches. Another Malaysian found disobeying home quarantine rules at Sri Hartamas Kapitiam. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. From egg hunter to protector, Malaysian battles to save turtles. Majin Company helps struggling farmers and saves their fresh produce from going to waste. One Singapore dollar would have always been RM1 if Malaysia didn't pull out of this 1967 agreement. Psychologist explains why some men like to do their business naked. Malaysian comedian, people should stop using and normalizing the word kelling. People features lifestyle. Grandma thinks IKEA shark plushie looked too fierce, sews up its jaws making it cute. Tokyo Art Museum has art exhibition without any artwork and visitors are enjoying it. Did you know that there was once a North Korean restaurant in Kuala Lumpur? This Majin A&W outlet is super retro, it even has a jukebox. Syed Siddiq reveals his skincare routine for the flawless skin you see in his close-ups. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Malaysia's handmade incense craftwork is a declining art and we should preserve it. 8 things you probably didn't know about the Babanianya culture but you should. 10 Malaysian songs that you need to listen to from the early 2000s. There's actually a Syed Siddiq fan fiction on Wattpad and we're not sure how to feel about it. Feeling lonely? This Japanese company offers fake friends just for your Instagram. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should MP Bailing's recent Galap apology be considered enough? Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Chup. Crocodile as a pet? Shepherd plays who's most Malaysian. The new norm, how Malaysians enjoy ice cream with friends? Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Yesterday, a picture of a woman wearing a pink tag on her wrist was seen eating and drinking at a cafe in Bandar Meru Raya, Ipoh, went viral. She was given home monitoring instructions, HSO, and was supposed to abide by it by remaining at home but somehow she allegedly chose to ignore it. Today, Twitter user and Malaysian YouTuber at ISAA Kosman TV posted a picture of a guy in a similar situation, having a meal in a Kapitiam with a pink tag on his wrist. Kanta Lembu Yang Tok Reddy Makan Dalam Kandong pic.twitter.com/dipudpause5tt. Isaac Osman.tv, at ISAA Kosman TV, July 21, 2020. This is an example of a cow who doesn't know how to eat in the shed. He explained that the Kapitiam is located near Sri Hartamas, Kuala Lumpur and that he immediately left the premises worrying for his safety. Not to worry, he also clarified that he has reported the person to the authorities. The woman from Ipoh, Perak, is currently being investigated by the Perak State Health Department. Perak Health Director, Datuk Dr. Ding Lei Ming said, his party took note of the picture and has immediately taken action to investigate the complaint. With the increasing number of cases and clusters, it's disappointing to see Malaysians act so irresponsibly and selfishly by not obeying SOPs. Malaysians, remember, we're all together in this battle towards ending COVID-19. Also read, people arriving in Malaysia are going out against orders while others are taking their bans off. Source, Negeri Sembilan Kini. share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.